Believing Thomas. I've always heard about the Apostle Thomas in a negative way. His reputation of negativity is well known in the Bible. In John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31, we hear the familiar story of the disciple who had to place his hands into the side of Christ to feel the wound before he would believe that it was indeed Christ and that he had risen. The other apostles had seen him the week before, but Thomas wouldn't just take their word for it. He had to see him with his own eyes and touch him to know that he was real. But before we're too critical, we should ask ourselves, if we had been there in those early days in Jerusalem, would we have believed a nearly impossible story that someone who died, rose, and was alive 3 days later? It seems a little far-fetched when you think about it. Perhaps, though, instead of the doubting one, Thomas was the believing apostle. He believed and loved Jesus so deeply that he was guarding his heart so that he wouldn't be hurt again. He loved Jesus and wanted to see him. But what if the stories weren't true? Jesus responded with compassion, not rebuking Thomas for his desire for proof, but instead understanding his desire to love again, to reach out and touch the object of his affection once more. Maybe instead of showing our cynicism as humans, we are reminded of this story to show that even Thomas, who had traveled the dusty roads with Jesus, had doubts. Here Jesus shows us that the doubts of a Christian are okay, even valuable in deepening our faith. The last line in particular strikes me, because Jesus honors us today by addressing us directly. He says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." With these words, Jesus has affirmed us, believing in him even when we cannot see. So thank you, believing Thomas. I pray that you too will believe in the risen Christ, Lord Jesus. Blessings, my friend. Agatha. This post is actually excerpts from a sermon by Reverend Sarah Kerr, May 1st of 2011.